Who told Samuel L. Jackson it was cool to dress like Spike Lee's grandmother, who identifies as a jazz critic descendant of Sonny Rollins in Tyler Perry's new film, The Uppity Cunt? Can I get a holla for some big time raising the roof and we're just getting started? Holla! Do blind men get the beer goggles? Does the seeing eye dog ever offer a second opinion? Passing this one, Stevie. You can feel her face, but I can smell her snatch. Woof, woof. One kid only means your diaphragm is for walls after all. The woman's march on Washington was disgusting. All I saw was a whole lot of rosies sporting a whole lot of chins. My mom asked me if my daughter watched the Women's March on Washington when my daughter was getting better at reading. Daughter tries to make out one of the protest signs on TV. Dada, what? Pussy Power? Is that a new show on Amazon Prime? Can I get another holla for Pussy Power magic jokes that never outgrow their usefulness? Holla! Fuck China. Chinese-made fentanyl has killed more crackers in this country than Lena Dunham kicking it with Taylor Swift on Instagram. A lot of people don't know this, but Lena Dunham was actually Hillary Hammertime Kankel's social media community manager for her campaign. Only Lena Dunham could make Hillary Hammertime Kankel's less likable and relatable in one blubbery swoop. Vermont should change their name from the Green State to CBD oil only. Bernie Sanders couldn't even make Vermont great for potheads on vacation. In New York City, you could be fined $250,000 for dehumanizing an illegal alien with no speak English? Who's translating these insults for Juan exactly? Now, illegal aliens in New York City are given a driving license to vote and a hate speech translator to bankrupt a poo at a bodega and Flushing. Can I get another holla? You can only hope to contain Michael Kormuth, because the best is yet to come. Holla! Our State of the Union is like Stephen Colbert's handle on Funny These Days. Shaky. It's too bad Bill O'Reilly is no longer important enough to impersonate anymore. At least Bill O'Reilly gave Colbert gravitas. If Michelle Obama ran for president, what would her campaign slogan be? Obama's 5 o'clock shadow, part two? Joan lives! Biden calls Antifa courageous. Police being ordered by sanctuary city mayors to stand down as their temper tantrums ensue, giving this impression also. Talent is never ambiguous. It's as clear as forced applause breaks on Late Night with Seth Meyers. If I'm not scared of Trump, then I'm not into my mother as much as Seth Meyers. Pussy grabbing eluded Al Franken because he's only 4'2". Michelle Obama says it's racist to flee from the south side of Chicago. She acts like the south side of Chicago is one crepe food truck away from gentrification by Annie Cohen's ex-lover after spending a summer holiday in Provence. Gentrification, you know, liberal talk for less black people. The other day, I'm on the Deegan. I'm passing by the new Yankee Stadium, and I point out to my daughter. I said, look, Matilda, the new Yankee Stadium, the house that gentrification built. What was Michelle Obama thinking decorating the White House Christmas tree with an ornament of Mount Rushmore with her husband's face on it? Iran is laughing its way to the bank regardless. My husband has a dream never grounded in reality. ISIL knows who's boss now. White House Christmas trees pass are culturally biased. Beyonce couldn't get away with this shit. Mercedes-Benz made an electronic scooter. It hits getaway rape speed if Waze takes you through no-go zones in Germany. Artificial intelligence rules. The main nerd in Silicon Valley from the Verizon commercials told Playboy magazine swinging saved his marriage. Wearing Illuminati gangbang masks from Eyes Wide Shut make him appear more leading man mysterious. Trump's got dark energy, Carlos Santana, but Hillary is the best-selling voodoo doll in Haiti year after year. After Chelsea Clinton used $3 million from the Haiti Relief Fund to pay for her wedding. At least Chelsea's not ugly on the outside anymore. Last, Trump doesn't need to drop acid to see who's full of shit. Carlos, can I get another holla for dumping on the Latino Jimi Hendrix? And I love your music, but I can't really respect your spiritual heft or powers of discernment regarding good versus evil anymore. It's hard to convince your kids the tooth fairy exists when you keep on forgetting to leave money under their pillow. Daddy, does the tooth fairy have ways? Is the tooth fairy retired? The Rock slept in for a change, all right? God didn't give me three kids to have a panic attack over it. Obviously, God never had the same confidence in Pete Davidson, the voice of Generation Z, the boy toy rebound king of Manhattan. Howard Stern says, living under the Trump presidency feels like an alternative reality. Howard always strained to sound force deep. His best words of wisdom in private parts was, don't end up in jail. Hillary prefers the memoir, Eat, Drink, Wheeze. Can I get another holla for dumpage on homo liquor breath only just beginning to unfurl? That's right, I just used unfurl. Holla! This is me explaining the Gillette ad to my boyish boys, a.k.a. Stud Alerts on the Loose, the one about toxic masculinity. This is me breaking down the ad to my kids. So when you two get older, you're not allowed to leave the house without your KISS backpack full of pre-poundage consent form, kids. How do you solve sexual harassment at work? Hire only remote work forces and start every Skype meeting with hands up high where I could see them. Hate is good because it makes you seek out places where your presence is valued and appreciated, like going to a Trump rally behind your wife's back to make your sex life above average again. Put my man meat in, Indiana MILF. I'm ready to play. Can I get a holla for some John Cougar Mellencamp love? Poor man's Bruce Springsteen. Holla! My 90-year-old great aunt Marion from the Lower East Side asks, why does your daughter need to know Kung Fu? I say, because if Uma Thurman was a black belt in real life, Ethan Hawke wouldn't have had the balls to bang their butterfaced nanny in their townhouse in the West Village. Banging the nanny is such a Gen X slacker move. You never have to leave the couch. This is me discussing AIDS with my daughter prematurely. So Matilda, Trump used the profits from the woman rink in Central Park for men's gay groups during the AIDS crisis. What's AIDS, Daddy? A reason to become a lesbian. You could take a licking and keep on ticking. Trump is obsessed with Hillary because he's an illegitimate president. I thought Hillary was a two-time loser at becoming president of the United States because she's an unhuggable cunt. My bad. Can I get another hour for more unhuggable cunt dumpage that's just about to get warmed up and reach DEFCON 5 real fast? Holla! I wish I subbed my no-show whiny Jewish grandma with the wise black grandma for my wedding. Posting out on Craigslist. Tyler Perry impersonators are welcome. Must be comfortable performing in front of white audiences only. The New York Times says mothers who juggle jobs outside the home spend just as much time tending to their children as stay-at-home mothers did in the 1970s. So all the housewives from the 70s slept on the job on Quaaludes, haunted by images of Cosby's family-friendly sweaters? I don't get it. Rosario Dawson flirting with Cory Booker. Would you run into a burning building for me, Cory? Cory says, was it you or Chloe Sevigny who got AIDS in the movie Kids? Just playing. In the end, that white bitch didn't feel so privileged after all. Can I get another holla for a classic Gen X reference? Rosario Dawson, best hits of all time. Acting? Not so much. Holla! Colin Kaepernick sports a fake news fro. Have you ever seen a biracial afro that large before? Slash from Guns N' Roses tried to grow it out, but it was a total flop. Lenny Kravitz never made it bounce that way. This is Amy Poehler opening up about Trump to the Hollywood Reporter. Improv 101 is say yes to everything but this gross injustice. I never thought me playing Hillary as a demonic hyena would hurt her chances of beating Pussy Grabber ever. It's hard not to have a panic attack whenever I see Trump on TV, let alone stomach. Alec Baldwin's sagging sense of purpose after the Blue Balls Mueller report dropped. Tina Fey is smirk-free now. Did you know that? You went to impeach Trump over what again? Questioning why Hunter Biden got $52,000 a week for a job he thought was for a Ukrainian sports energy company pushing borscht as the new kombucha? But just to lighten things up a bit, my five-year-old son, Archer USA, a.k.a. number one Capricorn, born on New Year's Day, says to me yesterday, I like vaginas with no hair. I've seen mama's hairy vagina before. I say, big boobs compliment it better. Paying money to hear Queen Hillary give a cybersecurity speech on password protection is like peeing away 3 years of your life on a Russian collusion story with less legs than Lieutenant Dan. Why is the trans community freaking out over the song Dude Looks Like a Lady? In the song, Steven Tyler turns the other cheek and takes a peek, proclaiming, we're surging lust. Oh, what a punky lady. And I like it, like it, like it, yeah. Sir to Richard Pryor, get over it already. This is Jeffrey Tambor chewing out his trans co-star on the set of Transparent for pissing on the toilet seat in his trailer. Real ladylike. Now, get out of my trailer, you butchy bitch. Hey now. Gary Shandling lives. Charlie Rose. Is Charlie Rose being bombarded for autographs on the Upper East Side? Do you want a dick pic for your mom or not? Russell Simmons defending himself on Oprah. Oprah, read my lisp. I didn't rape any of those vengeful over-the-hill hoes. I wish LeVar Ball was my substitute coach dad growing up, because he would make sure I lost my virginity before my younger brother did. So I feel like a bigger baller inside. He'd throw me house parties, and only invite stuck-up Jenny from the block for a game of spin the bottle. 2 minutes into the party, LeVar Ball gets up in Jenny's ear. The U-Haul bottle doesn't spin itself, bitch! Imagine a pay-per-view debate between Trump and Greta Thunberg. Trump says, fracking reduces our carbon emissions, Greta. Greta replies, Neil Young is full of shit now. Trump fires back with, Neil Young doesn't take showers to reduce his carbon footprint. That's something you share in common, babe. Why did Greta Thunberg win Time's Person of the Year? All she did was make fake news eco-anxiety go viral. Her parents support Antifa, so I'm sure her heart isn't in the right place. Although, I'm sure Upper East Side parents spending $250,000 a year on their twins' elementary school education appreciate being scolded by a 16-year-old on not doing enough to fight climate change. Dad comes home at 9, kids are still up, popping melatonin gummies like nerds because they're consumed with eco-anxiety, because their doorman on 87th and Madison can't keep a typhoon out of their penthouse apartment overlooking Central Park East. Dad mouths off, why are the kids still up, freaking out again? Let me guess, fucking Greta Thunberg again? Sorry if I took an Uber over a fucking city bike to my 5-course client dinner at Madison Park, you snotty, bug-eyed bitch. Lose sleep over how your Swiss banker grandparents kept my grandfather's gold teeth in safety fucking deposit boxes for real-life Aryans trying to take over all of Europe. Cranked up on crystal meth, babe. You do know Arnold failed to pump up the ratings on The Apprentice. And Leonardo DiCaprio does blow in speakeasy LA bars with plastic straws, babe. Only hearing last call from the bathroom stall. And if Jimmy Kimmel really cared about saving the environment, he wouldn't change his bong water with smart water every 2 seconds just because Jennifer Aniston hooks him up in bulk every year for Christmas, making Jimmy feel extra springy, like Jennifer Aniston on the rebound. But at least you've got unfunny, overrated trolls like Patton Oswalt to tweet dumb insults at 63 million branded racists and growing in your honor. Can I get a holla for a mouthful of point of hilarity and go to Thunberg getting the thumpage that she deserves for causing widespread fake news eco anxiety, which I don't fucking need in my life 3 kids later. Holla! Thank you very much! The fucking P dossier. How can you respect the intelligence of our so-called intelligence agencies like the FBI for thinking using a golden shower tail as a form of so-called sexual blackmail involving Trump and Russian hookers at the Ritz-Carlton of Moscow was a good enough reason to spy on his campaign while running for president of the United States, especially knowing Trump is a notorious germaphobe? I could hire a bunch of Ivanka lookalikes to do the same at Trump's hotel in D.C. whenever he likes. Can I get a holla for beautiful Ivanka getting a nice homage there, but me being not a degenerate asshole, not giving respect where respect is due, but just making the fun of the fact that Ivanka is the most beautiful converted Jewess doing good for women's rights around the world. There's to get the respect she deserves. Ha! The fucking P dossier. Second, also, you don't think Melania can talk dirty in Slovenian in a mink hat from spies like us? Third, I see Trump's first wife. And third, while we're still on the subject of golden shower tails and Trump being a notorious germaphobe. Third, I see Trump's first wife, Ivana Trump, with the big sunspot tits, being more of a pearl necklace type. Fourth, if I'm Trump, I'd rather watch Marla Maples shower herself down under gold shower heads through a spy cam on my Gulfstream while watching the Masters Tournament on another flat screen, pre-fake news, while sucking down another Diet Coke. Fifth, Obama and Michelle were reported to stay at the same hotel suite at the Ritz-Carlton where Trump allegedly ordered a couple of Russian call girls to give each other golden showers. So Trump, being Mr. Germaphobe, was driven into a mad rage, calling the front desk to order up two of their finest Russian hookers to piss on each other at a spite alone, because Michelle Obama peed all over the toilet seat and ceiling fan again, promoting Trump to ask out loud to himself, is this what She-Hulk meant when she said, when they go low, we aim high? Can I get a holla for constantly encapsulating the innate hilarity of our great president, Donald Trump, for all time? Holla! I do not mean President Trump is going to be president of all time, although I wouldn't mind if that became a reality. Holla! LeBron James doesn't get called for traveling because the NBA has become a safe space for LeBron James' ego. Also, the NBA never calls traveling on LeBron because no ref wants to be accused of racial profiling. LeBron finally gets called for traveling in the NBA Finals against the Celtics in Boston. Ref clarifies his traveling call on LeBron. I didn't say you were loitering on Newbury Street after lights out, king of the persecution complex. And for the record, side note, if Obama is such a baller, then why a basketball? Just to clarify, if Obama's such a baller, then why did Obama ride the bench at an all-Asian private school in Hawaii? What's my clown origin story? My younger brother of 3 years hit puberty before I did. He also banged the three hottest girls in his class that I tried to jerk off to at the time but couldn't. Which made me feel like a big brother bust at the time. Basically, back then, I felt like Charles Smith on the Knicks with the shittier hook shot. Concerned text from ex-buds after seeing shades of me in the new Joker film. Killing Kimmel should be enough. So when the Joker suffocates his mother to death with her hospital bed pillow, did you feel strangled with despair, knowing the Joker's mother thought less of her son's comedy ambitions than your own mom does? Joker could have been Bruce Wayne, but you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth in Scarsdale, New York, and got to take your SATs on time. So what's your excuse for taking so long to become a big deal comedian already? Three kids later, my wife says, I've sacrificed. She acts like an aspiring comedian in his late 20s, wanted kids ever. My wife says, our baby boy Samuel gets bored whenever he spends too much time around mama. I always knew he was a quick learner. Whenever I'm out in public, strangers always approach my baby and say, he's so happy. And I'll say, funnier dad, happier baby. You want a photo off, old man? Can I get a holla? For a catchphrase that never gets old, that will stand the test of time, because it's freaking phenomenal. Holla! I gave up taking Adderall so I could focus less on how annoying my wife can be. In bed, baby cries for more boob. Wife says, if I give the baby more boob now, he'll be on the boob all night long. I say, your boob has more important places to be. Be happy. Your torn up nips are getting any attention at all since your foamy nips started to taste like a regrettable non-fat latte. Also, for 8 years now, our bed has turned into a 24/7 open milk bar. Yet you don't hear me bitching about it as much as I should. It's hard to feel like a man going places when you're a stay-at-home dad, especially when your wife's smartphone will send her an alert whenever you make another questionable purchase. Wife calls, hey babe, so how is Bride of Chucky? Dads are stronger cheerleaders than moms. My wife says it's because we live in a patriarchal society. I thought it was because our kids cared more about my opinions. My bad. Stay-at-home dads get no respect. It doesn't matter that I've written 2 books, 157 podcasts, and recorded a comedy album filled with nothing but A-plus Gemery. You're welcome. John Lennon wishes he was as productive during his stay-at-home dad years. Can I get another holla for the original store-powered stay-at-home dad watching the wheels forevermore in John Lennon's honor? Holla! Who the Beatles would be edges without? Holla! For 8 years, you never heard I Love Obama with sincere glee. Comedy Central executives felt the same way when they re-signed Trevor Noah for the foreseeable future. This is me instructing my son on how to avoid any anti-Semitic triggered aftermath during the 8 days of Hanukkah at school this year. If you play dreidel at school and all of your non-Jewish classmates ask what gimel means, don't say, give me all your money because we control the Federal Reserve and all the banks in the North Pole too. Trump empowers the KKK? How? By passing prison reform? Hugging it out with Kanye? Taking Dennis Rodman's calls? Making the worm the unofficial bad boy ambassador of North Korea? I just read about an all-Muslim girl prom in Detroit, so the prom was like mine then. Pork-free. Most Democrats think Obama was a better president than George Washington. But George Washington wouldn't have given Iran $150 billion for overseas manufacturing jobs for Build-A-Bear to make their economy less reliant on hair removal products for the Kardashians. Hillary claiming half of her 30,000 deleted emails were yoga-related is a stretch. The other half of her emails detailed funeral arrangements in the woods in case Chelsea's fiancé decided to increase his asking price before walking down the aisle at the last sec. The Ellen Show is looking for a digital marketing manager, according to LinkedIn. What are the must-have requirements for this position, besides being pro-Bush? This is my impersonation of Dr. Dre and Eminem discussing Microsoft's merger with LinkedIn. Hey, Slim, Microsoft paid $4.5 billion for LinkedIn. Word! LinkedIn is lamer than ever, yo! Eminem calls Trump the new Hitler. Actually, when Trump bought Mar-a-Lago, he lifted the ban on Jewish membership. Slim on Fact Shady. If Google doesn't manipulate search results, then why is it harder to find positive mentions of Trump on Google than finding a blogger on Rotten Tomatoes who called the Irishman underrated? Is it me, or does Robert De Niro on The View look like Betsy Ross falling apart at the seams? Unplanned fatherhood, let's talk about it. Three direct hits later. Whenever I'm in public with my three kids, without my wife, I hear, you've got your hands full. I'll say, if my books, Doodle Dad Does Jokes and Controlling My Kids a Comedy become bestsellers, resulting in my wife agreeing to an open marriage with Katy Perry, my hands will be full. My wife is from Victoria in Australia originally. We wanted to get married there, but my mom shot down the wish real fast. Mom calls, son, Australia is a long flight from New York, and your father doesn't love you that much. My compromise for my wife was, babe, assuming we have a boy one day, instead of hiring a rabbi for the kid's circumcision, we'll hire Crocodile Dundee. Just so we could hear a room full of Jews say, now that's a knife. You can chop it all off with that thing. Side note, Bruce Jenner wasn't asexual, married to Kris Jenner. But I'm positive Bruce Jenner was able to stay harder longer after he convinced Kris to cut her hair short so she could look more like a dolled-up Ralph Macchio. I'm scared of getting a vasectomy 3 kids later because I don't want my ball sack to feel like Edward Scissorhands' face. The birth rate for New York is at an all-time low. Overweight hipsters are pulling out early from excessive meat sweats. Lena Dunham's encouraged frumpy look on Instagram isn't helping either. Have Lincoln Logs been called racist yet? Imagine a toy executive at Hasbro suggesting they rename Lincoln Logs Obama Logs because Obama didn't cling to his Bible as much. The chief marketing officer interjects, but Obama studied the Quran under a tent in Kenya. Ivanka, 2024, bitches. Should stay-at-home moms get paid? I thought women loved the divine gift of raising super sweet, kick-ass kids, planned or not, out of the wholeness of their hearts. I don't think stay-at-home dads should get paid, but I'm not a fake feminist either. In the past 2 years, 48 people have been terminated at Google for sexual harassment. But software engineers are too busy banging out code to hit on girls. Plus, their typical Perl script command isn't massage my carpal tunnel. Oh, Planned Parenthood is in the middle of NYU. Didn't they raise the requirements for entry since Deborah Messing got in? You'd think taking the pill, anal alternatives, and sticking to fellatio wasn't beyond freshman orientation comprehension. Kim Kardashian is going to law school to become a criminal justice lawyer. Criminal justice lawyers are so hot right now. Dr. Seuss is racist now because refusing to read my kids Green Eggs and Ham means I hate Irish people and fold my arms to jump around. Kate Spade wins the award for most passive-aggressive suicide note of all time. It read, "It's not your fault. Dad will explain." Dad screams, "Explain what? I was the one who was impossible to live with? What a bag of shit, Kate!" LeBron James got the idea to sport a cast after Michelle Obama threatened to break her arm in Obama's ass if he offered Paul Newman's lemonade to Beyonce over her homemade kombucha again. This is Ziggy Marley being interviewed by High Times Magazine for the 420 issue. "Ziggy, your dad Bob had 7 kids. I thought ganja drained your super soaker dry." Ziggy replies, "Fake news, man." Tucker Carlson named his book of humorous essays "Ship of Fools." That's a Grateful Dead song from their hit album Mars Hotel. Tucker doesn't have one pothead friend left from boarding school since he started working for Fox News. Bill Burr says, "It doesn't look like anybody is going to beat Trump in 2020. That's like saying it doesn't look like Louis will ever have to wait to do a set at the Cellar, even if he came out on stage in a trench coat with sunglasses on and Sarah Silverman's hoodie to wipe up with. Can I get a holla for the perfect CK joke that you're never going to hear anywhere else but on Resist This? You're welcome. Holla!" If Ronan Farrow is Frank Sinatra's son, then why hasn't Ronan Farrow hired a hitman to knock Woody Allen on his ass yet? I'm not against my daughter getting pregnant through artificial insemination. I like the idea of no penis ever entering my daughter, but look how Hillary turned out. 6 million hits later, I learned 420 is Hitler's birthday. I haven't felt this betrayed since Stallone snuck Mel Gibson into Expendables 3. Now all of a sudden, puffing more hits from the bong to more tough gong never felt so wrong. Who can trust Trump's America economist? The stock market, the electoral college, MAGA hat vendors at Trump rallies sending their kids to college already? Paid in full. For Halloween, I hung up an ISIS flag this year to scare away trick-or-treaters. Actually, my family of 5 went out trick-or-treating, dressed as the American Dad family, holding a sign for my parents that read, "Build the pool fence." We wanted to dress as the family from the Cleveland show on Fox, but Megyn Kelly stole our thunder. I love Trump's tweets because he's made ball busting great again. I also love Trump's relentless optimism and over-the-top salesmanship. If Trump learned he got HIV today, he'd tweet the next morning to his 59 million followers, "Do I have HIV? Yes, but my T-cell count numbers have never been stronger. Can I get a holla for the most hilarious, non-divisive political joke of all time? Holla! Joke you'll never hear on Kimmel? Holla!" Have they taken down the Rocky statue in Philly because it promotes white supremacy? Jimmy Fallon's writers hate Jimmy Fallon because he tried to rub Trump's hair off, hoping a real skinhead would emerge. I can't live with or without you. Who is Bono talking about exactly? An ex who swallowed but grazed from time to time? Does Minnesota rep Babyface Omar text Obama for what Toni Morrison quote to use next? Yeah, I don't see Nora Ephron making Obama's final cut either. Take a hike, Susan Rice. Living the Big Easy doesn't make you black enough, bitch. How did Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria jeopardize our ability to take out the head of ISIS? We only had 100 troops there. Plus, Obama isn't in power anymore to gift wrap ISIS new Humvee escape pods with extra poppy cash for Kwanzaa. Cultural appropriation applies to black entertainers also. For example, why hasn't the Teddy Roosevelt the state bitched about DMX thugging up Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Rider name for all it's worth yet? This is Chris Matthews sexually harassing his new intern in MSNBC. Eating out unibrow Maddow counts as your lunch break, babe. Did you know female dragonflies pretend they're dead to avoid sexual assault? Bill Cosby victims call this wishful thinking. Still too soon, State of New York? I'm breaking my Chick-fil-A strike if I see Transgender Father's Day trend on Twitter one more time. Either you're an involved father or you're not, nipple tits. Stop being so anal about it. Feeling shafted shouldn't be such a shock to your system anymore. Chelsea Handler is a full-time social justice warrior now, so the world focuses less on her tits' sagging popularity. I was on an episode of Blind Date once. All I got out of it was a free meal and herpes. If God wants to stop my addiction to internet porn, then he put a rescue cat in our house for a reason, because nobody wants to whip it out again drunk on the opposite end of the couch, a pet cemetery, thinking cats are colorblind. Anyway, this should murky up its vision. Some English blokes shitting their knickers. Random bloke at the pub says, the Turkish president says he'll send 3.6 million refugees to Europe if the EU doesn't provide aid to Turkey, mate. Mate replies, now that's using leverage. He adds, did Trump slip the Turkish president a signed copy of Out of the Deal or what? I'm so tired of hearing this. If Michael Jackson were alive today, how would he defend himself exactly against all of his Neverland accusers? All the Beatles royalty points in the world can't buy me love. Smoking weed became a mental strain for me once my daughter started asking super hard questions on it. After I thought she was already in bed already, she asked, Daddy, if God created the universe, who created God? Eventually I come up with, God went back in time in a time machine made by Elon Musk. Daughter lets me down easy. Real convincing, Dad. Thanks for making me an atheist at 4. This is Jeff Ross roasting Jim Acosta. Does CNN just shove a mic in front of anyone with good hair who doesn't look too Tommy Lee alt-rightish? How does killing the head of ISIS make it easier for them to recruit? Do you see ISIS ever honoring a non-compete with Al-Qaeda? Tom Brady says his cameo at a massage parlor on Netflix wasn't a dig at Patriots owner Bob Kraft, because the sketch makes it clear. Bob Kraft doesn't support underage sex trafficking because he only requests older happy enders, knowing they weren't yanked off the boat yesterday. Why is Terry Bradshaw never in the conversation about best quarterbacks ever? He never lost a Super Bowl like Montana. Second, Bradshaw won by airing it out. Fine, that much he shares in common with Brady. I'll give you that much. In the Suicide Doc 13 Reasons, are Rebel fleet crashes into Imperial Star Destroyers included? Why is radical Islam into deflowering virgins? Doesn't radical Islam have enough blood on their hands already? Pitchfork named All Right by Kendrick Lamar, song of the decade, because Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize for rebranding ISIS ISIL, so they tell him we're starter friendly in the New York Times. That's an Obama accomplishment for you. I don't believe the neighbor who lived in KP's apartment complex, who claimed KP tried to rape her the night after he tore his ACL, because going strong to the hole has ever been KP's forte. Plus, back in the day, Harvey Weinstein would never try to rape Gail Godot on one good leg. Planned Parenthood has a sex ed book out now called In Case You're Curious. The book reminds me of my graphic novel, By Curious George, for sexually confused hipster spawn reared on Lou Reed Records. Deplorable is anyone who's glad Jussie Smollett took a shot. Kim Basinger hates her ex-husband Alec Baldwin so much, she's starring in the remake of The Coal Miner's Daughter. After she wins her second Oscar, Trump tweets, I made Kim Basinger great again with a bunch of shit on her face. Stop with Israel uses excessive force after terrorist attacks against their citizens. If you fire 700 rockets into Israel's backyard, don't expect an edible arrangement gift basket in return. With a thank you note written in Farsi. Kids at a Muslim school in Philly were caught singing songs praising the blood of martyrs. Of course, Roger Waters wrote the song for them. I think the chorus goes, all we are saying is give Hamas more money, United Nations, so our destruction of Israel still has a chance. Ashley Judd isn't a real victim of rape. Oh, she refused to watch Harvey, here comes Weinstein, shower himself down at the Four Seasons. Granted, she's from Kentucky and is used to judging fat pigs at the county fair. I'd rather be lumped in with the alt-right over Antifa any day of the week, because it means my jokes about Antifa being resistor, Twitter twat, Punisher wannabes are getting under their social justice warrior hoodies. Sharia law endorsing fake news feminist Linda Sarsour endorsed Chelsea Manning's candidacy for Senate because she's pro-genital mutilation. Linda Sarsour is endorsing Bernie Sanders for president because he hates Israel more than his mother. Linda Sarsour claims Jesus was Palestinian, and the head of ISIS, who we just killed, was a religious scholar, and Judd Apatow is the chief happiness officer for Breitbart. Suck on that, Sorkin. Courtney Love called Linda Sarsour a fake news feminist terrorist who had no business promoting feminism at the Women's March on Washington. So, is supporting rock badass legend Courtney Love over Linda Sarsour's fundraising for fake news hate crimes against Muslim women, if that makes me alt-right, then I'm alright with it. Can I get a holla for Courtney Love? Live through this rock masterpiece. Don't live forevermore. Better than Siamese Dream. Ah! Was that blasphemy? I don't give a fuck. It's my debut comedy album. Holla! Courtney Love is Mia Farrow with better husband selection. For the record, Woody Allen kept Polaroids of Sun Yi in his top sock drawer when she was only 10. The only thing missing is her crying on the cover of Time magazine. That reminds me, Amazon severed the relationship with Woody Allen. There's a new film that they were going to produce with him about some like older guy who bangs some girl half her age. It was going to be a prequel called Crimes and Misdemeanors, the early years. Linda Sarsour gave a speech about Israeli supremacy at NYU recently, which was weird because Adam Sandler is a proud alum. Adam Sandler's next Hanukkah song will replace OJ with Linda Sarsour, not a fan. If I was accused of Islamophobia on BBC like Ben Shapiro was, I'd go after Obama hard. I'd say, Obama's the one who loves Hitler. He wishes he was that organized. Exterminating all the Jewish journalists who criticize his new gifting deal to Iran would be a gas. If the Obama administration was scandal-free, President Trump is allergic to high-end trim. My 5-year-old son finds the Kama Sutra book in my office and says, my pee-pee popped out from opening it. This is Donald Trump, still your president, handing out candy with Melania outside the White House. You want to know what Melania tastes like? Try some rock candy, kid. What does Farrakhan do on Holocaust Remembrance Day? spray Benjamin Netanyahu's Twitter feed with termite emojis. Hashtag, but Natalie Portman is all right. Obama says we need to be a more accepting culture. Then why couldn't you shake Trump's hand in the White House after he won fair and square without looking like Trump just caught Michelle leaving the toilet seat up again? Joan lives. President Pelosi could happen, Washington Post. While we're lost on Fantasy Island, let's pretend Mike Pence was last seen at a strip club with Hunter Biden, ignoring his wife's text, only hearing last call from the bathroom stall. AOC. It's AOC meeting Bernie Sanders at a Vermont diner. It's AOC. Why is the Seth Rich murder the only unsolved murder in D.C. history, Uncle Bernie? Have you seen my lake house on Lake Champagne yet? Seth Rich lives! Goodwill Hoodie at Facebook. This is Goodwill Hoodie at Facebook addressing conservative censorship charges to his board of directors. We got 30,000 contracted content moderators at Facebook to monitor Diamond and Silk for any more election interference finger-waving bullshit, all right? It's Oprah begging Disney CEO Bob Iger to run against Trump. You allowed Sean Spicer on Dancing with Stars, which shows you're bipartisan. Nobody needs to know you went to Ithaca College. Cornell's retarded next-door neighbor. All of Obama's college records are sealed for a reason, Bob. You'll deny Valerie Jarrett constructed the nuke gifting deal to Iran as Obama's live-in Arabian horse whisperer. Dan Liebetard can ask you debate questions, written by Jamela Hill. Why you think Jay-Z cares more about black people than Kanye West, despite his crack-selling days resulting in sending babies into premature hell. The real manufacturer crisis in our country is Trump supporters committing so-called hate crimes in the name of white supremacy to make up for lost time because the Grand Dragon was in bed for 8 years under his sheets, depressed. Emmy Lou kept the Grand Dragon alive by feeding his cracker-ass country-like grits through an IV. It's me explaining DNA to my daughter. My genetic makeup is all over your face. My children are the only life coaches I need. Matilda, Daddy hasn't had a beer for 9 days. Daughter says, that's really impressive, Dada. You've never even made it to double digits. Arthur, Daddy isn't running today because I sprained my calf muscle on the treadmill again. Son says, enough of the excuses, Daddy. You're worse than Hillary. Gave up drinking beer this summer because it was humiliating, spending so much time hungover, recycling, empty reminders of my lushiness, missing one Rocky Marathon on AMC after another. The MAGA hat is a Nazi cap, but skinheads have nothing to hide. Plus, Trump's campaign slogan wasn't Make Nazi Germany Great Again, Michael Rappaport. Some professor at San Diego City College called the MAGA hat a symbol of white supremacy. I give a shit about a professor's opinion from San Diego City College if the Full House chick thought enough of your school to bribe her daughter into it. Transgender labels are very confusing. I keep it simple and tell my kids, transgender is gay in girls' clothing. My daughter asks, if transgender is gay in girls' clothing, does that mean Shakespeare was transgender because he always dressed up like a girl in his plays? I say, yeah. But Shakespeare also said hanging perverts has prevented many a bad marriage because decoupling hadn't gone viral yet. Kevin Spacey is just gay about lunging for Othello in tights. Chicago police claim they investigated the Jussie Smollett hate hoax too vigorously. That must have been some intense interrogation. Describe your audition for Empire with Lee Daniels. You wouldn't cross that line. How precious. Imagine Malia Obama hitting the vape pen around her roommate at the University of Michigan for freshman orientation. Malia says, I got high with my dad. on it. He sounds like a fake news deep biracial Bob Marley. Malaya's roommate from Vienta, Breath Country, Long Island, replies, yeah, so why haven't you grown into your mom's shoulder pads yet? You're not going to put up a signed Rolling Stone cover of the Squad with Babyface Omar over my Fab 5 one, are you? AOC claims millennial musketeers are willing to puncture more taboos than previous generations, comparing border detention facilities to Nazi death camps. For starters, the showers at Auschwitz were used for more than just lice removal, babe. Has House Rep Babyface Omar described the death of Amy Winehouse as something happened to a double horn hiding Benjamin Lover who exploited the great Palestinian songbook for all it's worth? Can I get a holla for Amy Winehouse, who lives forevermore, died too young? The Jewish Janis, holla! Her music has nothing to do with Janis Joplin whatsoever. What did we learn from Bob Mueller's report again? Bob Mueller only parts his hair with good old-fashioned elbow grease? Ex-Seinfeld writer Larry Charles encourages the left to arm themselves against who? MS-13 extras on the Fox lot for a remake of American Me? In related news, Seinfeld just auctions off one of his Porsches. I hope half those proceeds goes to Larry's kids. Barbara Bush dumps on Trump in her new autobiography. At least Hillary had the balls to get rich or die trying, bitch. Ex-Laker coach Luke Walton on the phone with his Hall of Fame father, Bill Walton. You keep on trucking, Dad. You try relaying to players today. You think Nipsey Hussle is a class act on par with Snoop Dogg, whose brain hovers a notch above porn hood hell. USA team captain Megan Rapinoe could run for office. What will her campaign slogan be? Bring the L word to Netflix, Obama. You're our only hope. Bill de Blasio's wife was a lesbian before they got married. But we're supposed to believe garlic breath converted her? He eats pizza with a fork and knife, but burying his beak into her slippery snatch is a plausible theory to digest. True story. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Austin Goller, saved Abe Lincoln from drowning. Abe had his friend Austin swear to never tell a soul that he was a worse swimmer than Frederick Douglass, earning the boyhood nickname Too Sensitive Abe. I share more in common with Native American Indians than Elizabeth Warren. Growing up in the Bronx, my dad's friends called them trips on curbs. Which reminds me, I love my new Trump GPS voice system. On your left is Mohegan Sun, Elizabeth Warren's home away from home. Ban ICE. Because giving a shit about Homeland Security was so weapons of mass destruction years. Growing up, my dad called me a waste of height because the highlight of my basketball career in high school was scoring 10 points against an old Japanese team. Every time I dribbled the ball toward the hoop, their players ran away scared, like they were movie extras in a Godzilla film. Except instead of saying, look, Godzilla, they'd say, look, Hugh Grant on stilts. Is wearing my white polo shirt the day after Labor Day a sign of unfashionable white privilege? Yes. But I'm positive F. Scott Fitzgerald didn't buy his polo shirts at an outlet store in Lake George either. You know, CNN's reputation has gone to shit when your baby boomer dad claims he only watches CNN for finance news. Yeah, and I only watch real time with Bill Maher for my Bible study group. The Grateful Dead turned down Bob Dylan when he asked to join their band. But they still released an album together called Dylan and the Dead, despite Bob Dylan being the opening act for that tour. Baby boomer arrogance never dies. Resist this. Thank you. And good night.